The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with the Way It Ought to Be program on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. I want you to notice what God, the one that became Jesus Christ, inspired Moses to speak to our forefathers, ancient Israel. It was prophetic for them and for their offspring, America, Britain, and all the other nations of Israelite descent. In the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, beginning in verse 1, notice what God had to say. Every commandment which I command you today, you must be careful to observe, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land of which the Lord swore to your fathers. God is making the promise that if we would obey, live by His word, then there would be no end to our nation's blessings and prosperity. That applies to you and to me and our nation America. Now, perhaps we never did do that perfectly, but our attitude was right at the time that we were fighting for our independence to become a great nation. The founders of our fathers knew they didn't have the answers to our problems or the power and the knowledge and the wisdom to solve them. They knew they needed God in their life. They knew they needed God to begin this nation. Yes, we knew at that time that we needed God in our life, and we depended on Him for guidance and deliverance. Do we today? Do you? I want to quote from The Harbinger by Jonathan Cahn on page 188 what our president had to say after the financial meltdown. And I quote from The Harbinger. The weight of this crisis, speaking about the financial meltdown 2008, will not determine the destiny of our nation. What did he say would determine the destiny? Let me continue to quote here from The Harbinger with Jonathan Cahn on page 188. The answer to our problems don't lie beyond our reach. They exist in our laboratories, our universities, and our fields, and in our factories, in the imagination of our entrepreneurs, and the pride of the hardest working people on earth. Yes, in other words, America would be its own answer. And that's our problem. We think that we are the answer. We think that we have the answer. And we don't know that we are the problem. Continuing here in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8, and verse 2. And you shall remember that the Lord your God led you all the way these 40 years in the wilderness to humble you and test you to know what was in your heart, whether you would keep His commandments or not. How many years did God lead this nation, my friend? At least for 175 years, and maybe more, He was with this nation, working with this nation. Yes, we should know the history of our nation and realize that it was God that saw to it that this nation was founded, and we became the greatest nation, the most blessed, the most prosperous nation on the face of the earth. God is also looking at our attitude to see if we are obeying Him. What does He see? God was looking at our attitude back at that time. What did He see? He is looking at our attitude today. What does He see? What does He see in you? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3, God continues, So He humbled you, allowed you to hunger, and fed you with manna, which you did not know, nor did your fathers know, that He might make you know that man shall not live by bread alone, but man lives by every word that proceeds from the mouth of the Lord. That's a lesson that this whole world will have to learn. We will have to learn, and that includes America, and that includes you, my friends. Personally, that includes you and me. We must learn that the only way to live is according to the Word of God, is to live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. Our nation will be humble. This has already begun, and it will continue until we wake up and understand that it's our way, the way that seems right to the human mind, that leads to death. It's our way that is leading to the demise of our nation. The whole world will learn this lesson. The whole world, including our nation, will learn the hard way. that it is the way of Get, the way of Satan, which has caused all the misery man has suffered, and finally the total demise of the world, including America. Jesus Christ is coming, and it will be a surprise to this world. Our own nation is so set on our ability to solve our problems that we don't even think or know that Jesus Christ is coming. Do we even believe that anymore? We don't want anything or anyone meddling in our affairs. We think we are big enough to handle and solve all our problems. We don't realize that we are the problem. Listen to that, my friends. We don't realize that we are the problem. Why can't we understand that it is mankind swayed, enticed, and deceived by the God of this earth, Satan the devil, his way of Get, that has caused all our problems? And we have been willingly followers of that way. Yes, this we could know if we wanted to, but we don't want to change our way. But by the time God quits pouring out his wrath, his judgment, his anger on stubborn, rebellious man, we will be humble and be much more willing to obey our Maker. God is going to pour out his judgments on this earth to get our attention. He will pour out his judgments on America, England, and other nations of Israelite descent first of all. And I believe that has already begun. We, America, and this world will finally learn that the only way to live is by the Word of God. Jesus Christ is coming very soon, and he isn't coming as a meek lamb, but as a conquering king. But before he comes, he will be pouring out his wrath on the nations of the earth, giving all nations an opportunity to repent before he pours out another judgment. If America or any other nation doesn't repent and turn to God and begin obeying his word, then God will continue to pour out his judgment until our demise comes. The answer to our problem doesn't lie in our nation, as our president said. The answer is in the Word of God, but we have forgotten our God because we have the answers within our own abilities, so we think. Well, if we have the answers, why haven't we utilized them? You see, that is a big part of our problem. We think that we can solve our problems apart from God. God will finally let us know that we are the problem. He will bring us to the point that we will know the only way to live is by the Word of God. He will keep passing judgment on America and this whole world until we are convinced that God's way is the only way. Notice what God says about correcting his people in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 8 and verse 5. So you should know in your heart that as a man chastens his son, so the Lord your God chastens you. Yes, we should realize that it does matter as to the way that we conduct our life, because our Heavenly Father and our elder brother, Jesus Christ, are watching. God will correct us and bring us into subjection to him. And he won't stop correcting America and the whole world until we finally surrender our will to him. You can take that statement to the bank, my friend, because it will happen just that way. God has a plan, and in that plan, he has allowed this world to exist so long in rebellion against our Creator. But that time is just about up. Satan's time to rule this earth is almost up. His time is just about over. Jesus Christ will return and take this earth away from Satan and establish the kingdom of God on the earth. Jesus Christ will rule the earth in righteousness, and it will be a wonderful place to live. America and many other nations will be ready by the time that Christ returns to begin obeying him. Notice what the prophet Jeremiah was inspired to pen 2,500 years ago about the nations of Israel. Yes, what our attitude will be by the time that Christ returns. And that does include America. Jeremiah 31 and verse 8, "Behold, I will bring them from the north country and gather them from the ends of the earth, among them the blind, the lame, the woman with child, and the one who labors with child. Together a great throng shall return there." God says Israel will be in a state of captivity at the time Jesus Christ returns to this earth. And according to other prophecies God gives in his word, we will be in a state of captivity for 3.5 years before Christ returns. which in itself is a judgment and the final judgment from God to finally wake us up. Yes, we will finally wake up in captivity and repent. And notice verse 9 of Jeremiah 31 here. They shall come with weeping and with supplication. Yes, we will have a change of attitude by that time, my friend. When Jesus Christ returns to lead us out of captivity, we will come with weeping and supplication. We will be in a repentant attitude. Yes, God says, they shall come with weeping and with supplication. I will lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water. Yes, in a straight way. That is, by God's word, in which they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. We could be doing that today if we would. We could have been doing that all the time that this nation has been a nation, walking by the word of God. And if we did, and if we were, we wouldn't be in the problems that we are having today. Jeremiah 31, verse 7. For thus says the Lord, sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nation. Proclaim, give praise, and say, O Lord, save your people, the remnant of Israel. Yes, God says, the remnant of Israel, and that does include America. There will only be a remnant of America and the other nation of Israel left by the time Jesus Christ returns. Things are going to get that bad, and you need to wake up, my friend, and realize what you are going to have to go through. You could avoid that if you would. Did you notice that God said Israel will only be a remnant, meaning a small percentage of what we are today? That's what it's going to take to change our defiant attitude toward God and His Word. Yes, it will take many judgments from God before we will admit that we don't have the answers as how to solve our problems. We only have the knowledge to create problems by our lifestyle, a lifestyle cut off from our God. But we as a world and as a nation don't have the wisdom to even understand that we are the problem, and that as long as we are cut off from God, problems are going to continue to pile up. We have a couple of booklets that we have prepared for you that you should request and read, and they're free of charge, of course, like all of our literature. North America, Listen, and Why Christ Must Return. This should open your eyes, my friend, and give you much more detail of what I've been trying to tell you today and why Christ must return. Yes, Christ must return to save this earth from annihilation, as you can read in the book of Matthew, that He says He's going to return and save this world. So request your booklet, North America Listen and Why Christ Must Return, by calling the Marble Hill Church of God at 573-238-3675, or you can email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or order online www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on the behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org. Or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.